them with the love energy itself. So it sounds like you had one of the love energy petals begin to unfold in you. Now, when you have any of them unfold, like in your throat center governs your, is your creative center. If all of a sudden you have the bug to write or to create music or something like this, to be creative, it's probably because one of the centers in your throat center began to unfold and was sending additional energy into you, and you all of a sudden feel, man, I gotta do something creative. I gotta paint, or I have to write, or play music, or get a band going, or something. I mean, that's the way the person will feel when these energies begin to unfold. Now, when they begin to unfold, these are new energies, and they're difficult to deal with at first, because at first, the person sometimes wonder if something's wrong with him, because maybe he's, you know, he hasn't felt this before. He thinks he may be getting ill, or something. Yeah, it can be. Now, if he accepts the energy and goes with it, he will grow, and his health will be good, and his vitality will be good. But if he rejects the energy, then this produces ill health. And this is one of the greatest causes of ill health in everyone, is there's always a new energy unfolding in us. And it's foreign to us. So the natural inclination at first is to reject it. And if it's a major energy, it may take us 3-4 lifetimes to adapt to it. If it's a minor energy, it'll be easier to adapt to. But if it's a major one, it may take several lifetimes to adapt to us. And it may lead us along paths that we don't want to go. It may lead us to develop skills that we don't think we're good at. Let's say, they say the most terrifying thing to do is what I'm doing right now, is public speaking. I remember the first time I ever had to give a speech is the most terrifying thing I've done in my life. I don't remember ever being that terrified in my entire life. But now it's pretty easy. But the first time I did it, I was just terrified beyond anything I could say, you know. And they say if a person hasn't given a speech before, it's the most terrifying thing he could do. Let's say your soul is leading you in that direction to give public speeches. You know, you may think, I'm not good at it. I can't speak. I'm boring. I don't know much about anything. And all of a sudden, your soul is pushing you that direction. Okay. If you resist, if you go for it, you'll experience tremendous growth. If you don't go for it, then your soul doesn't let up on you. It continues putting the screws to you, and it will make your life very discomforting until you go along with it. And this is the way it works. And it's like it squeezes you tighter and tighter and tighter until you finally say, Uncle, okay, I'll do it. And this is the way it is. You think back on your life. Think back of the greatest lessons you've learned and how you resisted. You resisted, you resisted, things got worse and worse, and then finally you gave in and you learned the lesson. And now you're good at it. Now you love that thing that you learned. But first of all, you hated it. Can people identify that statement at all? Okay, when you reflect back, if you've learned your lesson. Now, if you haven't learned your lesson, you reflect back and say, no, that doesn't apply to me. I can't think of it. That means you probably have to come back the next life and live this life pretty much all over again. That's one of the biggest complaints about reincarnation among normal Christians I talk to. They say, well, man, I don't want to come live this life over again. I mean, this has been a tough life. I just want to go live with Jesus now. And so a lot of people say that, man, I don't. Well, actually, if we've learned our lesson, we don't have to live this life, or we move on and live a better life or something more interesting than even we have now. But if we don't learn our lesson, yeah, then we got to come back, not the exact life over again, but this life over again, but harder. It's going to be harder the next time, because the soul that governs you will say, well, he didn't learn it with the situation I put him in last time, so I got to put him in a tougher situation this time.
After 2 weeks with Jesus.
Yeah, right. How many lives I live? No?
2002.
Enough to know a few things. Okay, let's take a little break for about 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and...